This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for our weekly Talk Radio Roundup here with a distinguished group of personalities, including Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Jones is here with us from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden from Radio America. And Doug Steffen from points north, south, east, and west. We go through our list of the items, the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 4th to the 8th. So, the big stories. It's the same kind of. I don't mean this in a negative sense, but it is sort of. I think the only thing that's breathing life into the election story is the fact that Michael Bloomberg appears to be shaking. You got to know that if the Huffington Post says that he ought not to be president, then he probably should be president. Then we have the impeachment.
Well, Doug, I got to ask you a question. Hi, it's Rick. And
hi, Rick. Is that Rick? Is that really you? Not an impersonator, but the real
unbelievable.
Rick Jensen. Very good.
So you have had positive things about Michael Bloomberg to say in the past, and I'm wondering how the media would treat his comments about China, saying Xi Jinping is no dictator, and the Communist Party is swell because they listen to their people. Now, we know how the media treats Trump when he talks about dictators that way.
Did he say they were swell? What did he say?
No, he didn't use the word swell. But he did say that Xi is
not a dictator. He should have. That would have made it better.
It would have, yeah. And he did say the Communist Party, quote, listens to the public. So I'm just wondering how the media might treat that, though.
Well, I don't have an answer to that because I obviously am not in the news media. I'm not interested in being in the news media. I take some of the work that they have and makes for good conversation. There's a lot of controversy everywhere. It doesn't make a difference where you go, whether it's Ukraine or whether it's Russia or whether it's China. I don't trust the Chinese. I don't like doing business with them. I think they're out to screw everybody that they can, and whoever they can't screw, the Russians are going to. And that's just kind of the way it is in international politics. What I like about Bloomberg is that he has shown the ability to be able to bridge the gaps between people who may or may not like each other or want to really do business with each other, but they have to. The modern reality is, and this is not an excuse, it just is, as much as I don't like it and I don't want to do business with the Chinese myself, and I stay away from Chinese products, but the bottom line is it's very difficult to be successful in this world in terms of marketing and selling things if you can't get into the Chinese market. They are not to be. I think they're cheats, crooks, liars. But that's, you know, you got to deal with sometimes cheats, crooks, and liars.
I have a lot of listeners who also agree with you about, pardon me, I just want to throw this in about not buying a Chinese product, especially if it's something that goes into your mouth. I buy my plastic Go cup from a company in Pennsylvania. I have a lot of listeners who don't trust Chinese manufacturers just like
for
that.
For good
because
reason.
We know,
for good reason. Yeah, absolutely. Right. All right, Jennifer, you were about to pop in.
Yeah,
on this.
I think that it's an interesting conversation to have about Mike Bloomberg. But the question is, does Mike Bloomberg have a path forward in this primary? And it, you know, at this late date, now we're in November of 2019. Is
Can
it
I
almost
ask you whether Hillary Clinton would have a path forward or Michelle Obama? Would she have a path forward if they jumped in at this point?
It's the same question. I'm telling you, the reason why is that that they are already off the. I mean, they're really out of the race for Iowa. They're out of the race really for New Hampshire. That's why the indication that Mike Bloomberg's running is because he filed to be on the ballot in Alabama. So while it's interesting to talk about the potential of a Bloomberg run and the fact that he would have to. I mean, he'd literally have to spend a lot of money, and he's got it.
Got
so
a lot
he could
of money.
If he's really serious about it.
$100 million to get elected to mayor of New York. He can spend the dough.
because the stipulations to get into the debates are getting higher and higher. He's going to have to spend a lot of cash in the coming weeks if he wants to even make the December debate.
Steyer probably won't make the debate.
But I mean, how much money has he spent?
But nobody knows who he is and doesn't make any difference
right.
at this point.
And he's also kind of paid for placement almost. So I think that Mike Bloomberg, and I actually said it, I think, a year ago when people were talking about, okay, as a Trump supporter, who do you think has got the best chance to beat him? And I have always said, I think Mike Bloomberg has a solid chance at doing that. But I actually amend that statement now because I think maybe he waited too long.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
I think it might be trouble for him.
For all of you, the essence of our system. And if a year away from the election, somebody decides to get in and they don't have a chance because of electioneering, election politics, party politics, whatever you want to call it, isn't it time for a change? When you look at what's happening in Britain, they have an election in 4 weeks. The Canadians have elections without a lot of advance work. If we can't muster up, or somebody like Bloomberg, who has the panache, the style, the knowledge, the ability, if he can't make it work in the system in a year, then we got a pretty sick system.
He's got a lot. I mean, he's very well known on the coast. So you have to remember where you're from because you know him because you live on the East Coast. He has a lot of work to do in the middle of the country. He even has a lot of work to do on the West Coast. You have to remember people have already started to put their candidates, you know, okay, I'm going to be a Biden person. I'm going to be a Warren person.
Yeah.
And the question is, does he have enough notoriety to actually make people switch?
It's a broader question. It's about anybody stepping in, anybody with $50 billion and name recognition, because he is known in Wisconsin. He's known in Detroit.
Sure, people know Bloomberg everywhere.
They know, and
they have the capability to learn about him. There are a lot of news outlets. They can learn about him. They can learn about him fast, and they watch TV. But the way the system is set up, right now, and the number of interests that there are, including financial interests, in keeping this unbelievable megalith going of basically a four-year campaign. No, it's very difficult for somebody to have a chance coming in late. We live in a four-year campaign cycle, and that's the way it is.
I don't have to like it. I don't have to give into it. I think that I would do whatever I could under the circumstances if he became a real candidate to tell people what I thought about him and why I think he's a good candidate, whether people like McFadden will say, well, he wants to control everybody's lives because of the size of the sugary drink you drink or whatever. Jennifer, you come up with some of those things that...
I fundamentally disagree with him on climate change and on gun control. And so for him to paint himself as a moderate...
But is he honest? Yeah, okay. So if you have a choice, really and truly, it isn't about Trump and his ability to govern... Well, Trump and his ideas. It's about Trump and his personality. And this is what gets everybody all worked up. It isn't that he can't or hasn't done good things, because he's done a lot of good things. But people can't deal, nor should they really have to, I guess, and from my perspective, with all of the dumb crap that he throws out there that's not presidential. I just, you know, when you come up with an idea of who's presidential, and you put the two of them next to each other,
I voted for him because of it, and I'll tell you why. He disrupted things, and he actually put a stop to the backslide of the Republican Party. Republicans had no backbone before Trump. They let Democrats and identity politics run over them. And so if it takes an imperfect vessel like President Trump to bring some backbone back into the Republican Party, more power to him.
But there's no...
Let me ask you a question. This is not from any particular bent. Where is the backbone in a Republican Party that is lockstep in a man that you know they speak privately, they despise for his personal habits, and they don't agree with on his foreign policy, and they don't agree with on a number of his internal policies, but they do not dare say so because they will be shamed on social media and they're afraid of losing their jobs.
Where is the backbone? You know that's not true, and we have an example.
True.
No, we have an example.
True.
Victoria, we have an example of where that's not true from just a couple of months ago, and that's with his decision to pull out of Syria. You had people like me going, oh, I don't know if that's the best decision. You had people like Lindsey Graham. You have the Senate actually passing resolutions against the president. So it is not true that Republicans because are not standing up against them.
I think backbone is, that's an interesting phrase, an interesting idea, an interesting position. It is the backbone of the parties, either of them, has been weakened a lot by social media, some of the personalities that have gained an upper hand. The backbone has been weakened by all of the corruption, the campaign financing. It's a whole myriad of things that play into this. Good conversation, ladies. Thank you. And I'm not keeping you out of the good conversation part of it, Rick. It's 18 past.
No, but I would like, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh,
yeah.
Keep him out.
No. Well, well, I got
to Jen, because
it's
at no point
ladies.
That she...
It's like the ladies at the golf
right.
course. We get to tee off.
Go ahead. What'd you say, Rick? Go ahead. Give us a quickie.
A compliment, Jen. At no point during all this debate did she say, okay, boomer.
that's for later in the... We'll have to get to that. Actually, we'll come to... Let's do that when
we
continue on.
Cancel her back.
Yeah, well, she's going to go do her morning radio program in Los Angeles, so she won't be able to defend herself. But I want to do that okay boomer thing. What did I say? It was 18 after the hour. Calitrin has been the heart of weight loss, the soul of weight loss. It is the healthiest weight loss program in America. That's a big statement for me to make, but I know because I've used it. Weight loss, lose the weight. I don't have a real weight problem, but I gain weight during this time of year. From my birthday, from a couple of days ago to Thanksgiving, to the Christmas parties, to Christmas. Was that a happy birthday? Thank you very much, Victoria. The first of the year, we can go to Valentine's Day if you want. Eat, 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 sweet, sweet, sweets, and you gain the weight. So if you start now to keep yourself on the straight and narrow, then you won't gain the weight. No stomach upset. There's nothing unhealthy about Calitrin. Calotren. All natural ingredients. As a matter of fact, the main ingredient is collagen protein, which has been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. So let's get to the success story of you by you getting on to Calitrin and shedding those pounds. Go to Calitrin.com, Calotren. See how the program works? Just one set of capsules. You take four before you go to bed. That's it. It does the work. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV and save fabulous amounts. They always have a great story to tell, and they also have great specials, free shipping as well. Calitrin.com. You're the winner. You lose the weight. You stay healthy. Calitrin.com. Get the best deal by using the code DJV. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. One in three Americans has type 2 diabetes. It could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net, code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now time to continue here on our Talk Radio Review. Every week we go through some of the items on the charts that are prepared by Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk industry, with radio professionals. Rich McFadden is here, Bob Sky at Radio America, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and joined also by Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria wants to talk about this boomer thing. So I have a Wikipedia definition. You ready? Okay, boomer is a dismissive retort often used to disregard or mock baby boomers. And I would tell you, those of you who are listening, each one of us are baby boomers. So
just by the skin of my teeth.
Yeah, well, sorry, you made it.
I'm still in.
Anybody who's perceived to be old-fashioned, so we're out of touch, apparently, according to the definition, which I find extraordinarily offensive.
So,
and anybody who'd use that in my face I'd have my finger right back in their face.
Explain the OK Boomer story to me, because I'm unaware.
Well, all right, Victoria, you wanted this time, so you take
it
up yourself.
I want this time. Well, I came across it on BuzzFeed, which I read at night before I go to bed because I do the quizzes
sleep.
Well, no, things like what mythical animal was I in a past life, and it's usually something like a griffin or a phoenix, things like that. And I came across a series of stories about OK Boomer, and I thought, oh, what's that? But it doesn't sound very nice. And they were all derogatory about boomers. It was very interesting. I thought, okay, there's a generational war. Bring it on. And it's not just millennials, it's not just Gen Xers, and it's Gen Zers. And apparently, whatever the next one's going to be, I guess they'll go back to Gen A. They'll have to start again. Right. Everybody is against boomers, apparently, because boomers ruined everything. Right. And basically, you don't have to have done anything, but you just say, okay, boomer, and you're dismissed. And there's no way back from that because it's so dismissive and they turn away that there's no way back. But where it's so derogatory is that, of course, all boomers are placed in the same basket. And there are poor boomers, there are black, white, Hispanic boomers, there are rich boomers, there are female boomers, male boomers. Not every boomer was involved in the various decisions that have actually, in some
it's
cases,
so, it's like everything
about.
Else
it's
in
so
the modern media.
I experienced this this week.
It's not even
when,
media.
How?
It's in the culture.
I'd have, and if it were you and me, Richie, I'd have one response begins, it's two words, one begins with F and the other with U.
Definitely, you can do that, and that's effective. But then you're just contributing to the rudeness.
Yeah,
who are they?
It's facts. Well, it's facts. You just need to lay out the facts. And if you can back up your side of the story, you win every time.
You've already been dismissed and they're not listening.
Don't care. Don't care.
Right.
On Facebook this
anymore,
week,
Mike, they said, okay, boomer. Yeah. The thing is, we as boomers had a similar ageism insult. It was, okay, old man. Same thing.
Sure. Exactly.
Yeah,
same
it
thing.
Happens every time.
But it goes along with the cancel culture, which is incredibly cruel. And President Obama spoke about it. And I think suddenly a lot of people who didn't know about it learned about it. And Ann Coulter astonishingly agreed with him, which is, and it's happening in schools and universities.
And why do we care what Ann Coulter says?
Because it was astonishing that she agreed with Barack Obama.
Yeah,
that's the only reason we
in the world for one reason only, and that's to promote Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter. But the cancel culture is, you say what you just said, and I didn't like it. And it could be something very small, and I'm sitting in class with you, and I turn around and say, you're canceled. And suddenly on all social media, at lunch, you're canceled and all my friends cancel you and you cease to exist as a human being.
I would say that if you have friends, I wouldn't say that they were your friends.
Not as easy as that.
Under that circumstance. All right, Victoria, hold on, Rick, Rich, and Doug, as we continue on the Talk Radio Review for this week.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In transcripts that were just released by the impeachment inquiry, Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman told the committees there was no ambiguity. President Trump's deal with Ukraine was a straight-up trade, an Oval Office visit in exchange for a public investigation into Joe Biden and his son. The president says, so far, the inquiry hasn't hurt him.
But in no cases have I been hurt. In no cases that I see have I been hurt.
The president's lawyers say they'll ask the Supreme Court next week to hear an appeal of lower court rulings allowing New York State prosecutors to obtain his tax records as part of a criminal investigation. The lawyer for former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he has brand new information that may be relevant in the impeachment inquiry about meetings and conversations related to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the first full week of November. It's the Talk Radio Review. Every week we get together, a group of us that are professionals in the talk radio field, News Talk Radio, Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America in Washington. Yes, we're all elitist from the East Coast going through all this. I'm Doug Steffen, happen to be in Massachusetts. Well, when I'm not here, I'm in California. What are you? I'm not an elitist? What are you going to
do? No, I wasn't an elitist, but now I live in a blue state, so I guess that makes me an elitist now.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, blue, buddy. That right. must yeah. be. What are you doing about that?
I left
man?
Maryland because it was blue and went to Virginia because it was red, and that's where my... Mm-hmm. wife lived.
That sure changed this past
purple.
Week, didn't it?
And then,
by the way, I'm offended. We are the Mid-Atlantic region, okay? All right,
yes.
We're different.
Excuse me.
There you go.
It's with the Mid-Atlantic here.
We don't have in the top 10 an election story per se about the elections this past week, but why don't we spend a moment on it? Rick, you started this, so go through it.
What, in Virginia? I thought
results anywhere. Yeah. We had some significant. Like the Framingham election split, the city council has now split. This is the town where I live in Massachusetts. Council split just like the rest of the country. It's five votes
so
for one.
Some
right.
Real ironies happened here. For example, there were interviews with people who had voted in Virginia against Trump because of Trump's language and the things he says about people. It's horrible. So they had the election, and now they still have blackface governor, blackface the attorney general, and the rapist. Lieutenant governor who's being accused of rape. They're still in Virginia, aren't they? Which I found to be amazingly ironic. And yet, also, remember the woman who flipped off the president.
She won an election.
Yeah. She won an election there. I know.
Yeah, just because she flipped off the president.
Because he's such a dictator and wouldn't let that happen. So, I mean.
Well, you can't really stop her when she's on a bike and she's already done it.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But
in this country.
In the Washington suburbs, you basically, it's a government town. And the government employees run this town. And mm-hmm. that's the way this, and the
well,
government
is growing.
Well,
it's the same in Los Angeles,
Richie,
with the entertainment business. Nothing. Everything in Washington is connected to politics and government. Every business, everybody that lives there, and Los Angeles, it's
my neighborhood,
the same only the entertainment.
You can't swing a dead cat without hitting some kind of consultant or government contractor.
Right. Exactly.
Or
that's
government
the same
employee.
In L.A. And there are probably not two cities like that anywhere else, at least in our country, that are so run by one circumstance. All right,
and to circle it back around, because of that, WTOP is the biggest, largest billing radio station
in the country.
In the country.
Huge.
Yep.
Makes more money than any radio station in the country because it gets those government dollars.
Yep.
Government contractor dollars.
Contractor dollars. Yep.
And there's even a federal news radio in this town.
Right. Right. And maybe 800 people listen to it, but it's the 800 people they need
make
to listen to it. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the buys are made both on WTOP and WFED. It's the same. It's the same buy, basically.
Yep.
Okay.
And C-SPAN radio is you know matters in this town. If you're on C-SPAN radio, you know this. It's because a lot of our listeners are like, yeah, C-SPAN radio. That's cool. I mean, you know, we love the radio station we're listening to right now, but we understand why C-SPAN radio is important.
One of the stations
C-SPAN.
That's carrying this program is Wonk. In Washington, which is another station that's coming up the pipe pretty quickly.
Yes!
The real call letters are not WONK. I forget what the call letters are, but it's called Wonk Radio. And they're...
Policy Wonks,
that's Policy Wonks.
That's all their topics, right?
That's right. Okay. So, OK Boomer was number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Their research indicates number 9, discussion of health care. Number 8... A new strain of HIV has been discovered. That's been lost in the dust. Should be a conversation, though. ABC and the Epstein case. This is pretty interesting because a woman who is a reporter once again forgot, or maybe she did. Maybe she did it on purpose because she knew the mic was on and she wanted to get
Amy Robach
sort of back. Yeah.
Yes.
She accuses ABC News of burying the expose on Mr. Epstein, or Epstein, however you want to pronounce his name, who's still dead. Because the people in the royal family, somebody called from England and said, you better not do that. And so they
Alan
waffled.
Alan Dershowitz threatened.
He did on behalf of the royal family?
Alan, no, on behalf of themselves.
In addition to.
Oh, in addition to. Okay, all right, got it. And so there's, I haven't heard his name in this before. Is he?
He's caught
he's
up with
one
this.
Of the men. He's one of the men. Yes.
Well, I didn't know that. I knew it was Prince Andrew and a bunch of others. But and Clinton isn't going to come out of this very well.
Clinton is alleged to have been there, but not one of the men. But Dershowitz is alleged to have been there. Well, we don't know whether he was. We know he was. He is alleged to have been there. Dershowitz is one of the men alleged to have been serviced.
Really?
No, Clinton's. There's many stories of Clinton being.
I know, but
there.
I'm saying in this instance,
yes.
Clinton is alleged to have been there.
That's a service-based economy, after all.
He was just watching.
No.
Mormons and the fear of being in Mexico. This is something, by the way. This by the number on this is number 6. The murder in Mexico. I was looking at a story of these families from our country burying the 9 women and children that were basically slaughtered along the border. And what, I guess I'm trying to figure out what the fear is here, other than if you're a Mormon, you better stay the hell out of Mexico.
Or if you're you ought to stay the hell out of Mexico.
Well, that maybe is true as well, yeah.
Especially driving in a rural area like they were in a
middle of nowhere,
big old suburban.
They were in a convoy. They were just trying to get somewhere.
Sure, out.
Right.
Well, some of them were, one of them was moving to North Dakota, but they were trying to get some of these people that lived there for 20, 40 years, and they were actually on, you know, a sort of truce terms with one of the local cartels who they sold gas to, and the cartel changed their tires. And in fact, after the shooting and the explosions, one of the local cartels, some of the members came with them to the scene. So, you know, there was a sort of truce, but the family have a slightly different account from the government account of what might have happened. But they say that it was not total wreckage. They say that it looked to them as though checkbooks and things have been rifled through. So they think that the victims did not necessarily die in a fiery conflagration, but that they may have been searched and massacred.
Mm. Yeah, well, to what end, and why were they there? And just the Americans, stay out of Mexico. That's basically the bottom line. Just don't go there. Don't support the government. Don't support what the lifestyle is like there. Just don't go there. End of story.
Meanwhile, this is the reason that Mexicans want to come here.
Yeah,
because of this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No jobs.
If we were smart, we'd be figuring out how to tell the Chinese, straighten up your own backyard there, pal, or you don't get anything more from us. So we talked already about the China business. Well, number five is the withdrawal from the Paris Peace Accord. No news there. They've been talking about that for months and years. That'll, as soon as Trump's out of office, it'll go right back to where it was. Speaking of Trump, number three, tax returns. I don't get why at this point, what is the, I mean, everybody knows he's not going to, he doesn't want to, and he's not going to if he doesn't have to.
Because they can keep him from running next time if they get something on him.
Hmm.
That's all of this is to try and keep him from being on the ticket next time.
Mm-hmm.
They know they're not going to be able to stop him now, but how can we keep him? What bombshell can we find that keeps him from being eligible to run next time?
No.
Keep digging.
Shouldn't be so. Yeah, right, exactly. So, with the impeachment, which is number one this week, the Democrats have subpoenaed White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney in the probe. They're demanding his testimony, but aren't they going to just say, sorry, no? Well, why?
Of course.
Correct.
And the Democrats would expect that. That is one person, acting Chief of Staff, that's one person they would expect to flout the subpoena, because that actually is somebody who gives counsel to the president. Some of the other people are, you know, kind of iffy to flout the subpoenas, but Mulvaney really is giving counsel to the president, so not surprising.
44 past the hour, the talk radio review for this week. Here's something that delivers, a product that works, and people who have used power swabs will be happy to tell you about how well it delivers. It's a viable, long-term way to take care of the whitening and brightening of your teeth. So if you are interested in applying something to your teeth to make them whiter, if you're a smoker, or if you have had a lot of wine or tea or coffee, or whatever may be the case, if your teeth are stained and yellow, the ingredients in this product have been clinically studied. It's an all-natural tooth detergent combined with a whitening agent, and it lightens the stains in your teeth. Starts in 5 minutes. A couple of shades each time you use it. It's fabulous. No matter what the color is right now, you want a white smile, don't you? That's a nice way for people to look at you and say, oh, wow, what a nice bright smile you have. So snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile. In 5 minutes, you'll see things changing. You do it every 5, 6, or 7 days. Power swabs guaranteed to remove the stains and keep your teeth safe. That's something the others can't tell you. It may remove the stains, but they eat away at the enamel. Your natural teeth you can service, capped service. You can service the veneers if you have them. Call 800-208-1797. I think I've convinced you to do this. You've heard me talking about this for years. I've been talking about this product for 8 years on the radio. 50% off the retail price with the DJV code when you call 800-208-1797. And by the way, if I've been talking about it on the air for 8 years, it must work. So help yourself to a way to guarantee that white smile. It's 800-208-1797 with the DJV code that'll bring you success. The stories list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the week of November 4th to the 8th, sees the OK Boomer meme of some significance. Number 10, number 9, healthcare reform. Number 8, a new strain of HIV has been discovered. Will it affect or impact you? ABC News and the focus on the Epstein case. Number 6, the murders in Mexico. And that deals and connects to immigration reform, as you might expect. Number 5, the official withdrawal from the Paris Climate Change Accord. Number 4, our relationship with China, how it's affecting the economy, etc. Number 3, the scandal, if that's what it is. I don't know whether it's a scandal or not. Trump and his tax returns, is he going to produce them or not? Number 2, the election results in this past week around the country, local elections, and look forward to 2020. And impeachment was number 1 this week, as it has been the last 3 or 4, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. Owning a home makes Americans happier by giving them the power to build personal wealth and make valuable memories, according to the latest Home Buyer Insights report from Bank of America. In fact, 83% wouldn't go back to renting. Furthermore, the majority of homeowners believe that buying a home is the best decision they've ever made, and 79% believe becoming a homeowner has made them a better person. Helani Kerr, Retail Sales Executive for Consumer Lending at Bank of America.
The latest Home Buyer Insights report reinforces what we always knew. Owning a home allows us to build wealth, create memories, and it just makes people happy. Most homeowners credit that happiness to the emotional attachment they have to their home. Interestingly, they're also significantly more satisfied with their financial well-being than non-homeowners. It's no wonder Americans agree homeownership is a path towards a happier, more financially stable life.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. On the people list from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 4th to the 8th, the list has a lot of familiar names and some that are not so familiar. Amy Rohrbach is at 10. Bernie is at 9. Ms. Warren is at 8. Joe and his son Hunter at 7. Let's see. Alexander Vindman connected to Bill Taylor and Tim Morrison. Number 6. Adam Schiff at number 5. John Bolton is 4. Mike Pence is 3. Rudy Giuliani and all of his lawyers are number 2, and Donald Trump and all his lawyers. Imagine how much the legal bills are. I think about that from time to time for guys like Giuliani. Although he's made a lot of money in the private sector, being involved with Donald Trump is not paying off too well for him, it would seem. And then Trump and his bevy of lawyers, personal lawyers, presidential lawyers, we're all here. It's the Talk Radio Review with Rick Jensen and Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, the People List, Amy Rohrbach, and number 9, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren is 8, Joe Biden and his son at 7, Bill Taylor at 6 with Alexander Vindman, Adam Schiff at 5, John Bolton at 4, Mike Pence at 3, Rudy Giuliani at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. So we've pretty much gone through the things that are new to the week and the essence of some of the stories here. There's a subtext because we are talk radio people. We tend to talk. Didn't make the top 10, but pretty much right under the surface. Alex Jones was in court again this week. You know him, the fear-mongering theorist, conspiracy theorist who makes the rest of us look good and he looks bad, or I don't know whether he makes us look bad. I'm not sure how to interpret his impact on talk radio. A lot of people have listened to him. I don't know if they still are. This is the CD Hook story. Say what?
No relation.
Oh, no, no. No, nobody's going to confuse him for being related to you. Anyway, but what do we think quickly about this? He's in court. He's losing. He's going to have to pay a lot. Is this a warning to other talk radio hosts not to do the crazy stuff that he does? We used to be able to do a lot of crazy stuff.
Kill all the lawyers. Can't say anything anymore, especially crazy stuff like him.
Yeah, okay. So that may be the... It is the lawyers who are the ones that are making it here, as in...
There used to be freedom of speech in this country, no matter how crazy you were.
Yep, not anymore. You're right about that. Yeah, that's the sad truth of it all, Richie. That impacts us all, and it caps this discussion. Thank you, one and all. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 after the hour. Time for our weekly Tech Talk review of the top five items on the list this week, according to research Victoria Keelan comes up with. So we'll start at number five. As you do, makes a lot of sense, right? Go from five to one. Mm-hmm. Number five has to do with the grocery delivery and Amazon. Here they are getting into that game, Victoria.
That's true. Amazon has announced that its Amazon Fresh service, which is their home delivery service for groceries from local warehouses across the country, that's now going to be free for all Prime customers. In the past, it was $15 a month to keep in with that service on top of the $119 a year that you pay for Prime membership. So Amazon says that they're also, in addition to taking away that $14.99 fee, they're also going to be speeding up delivery times. They're offering 1- and 2-hour delivery option windows in most Amazon Fresh cities, which is a really cool thing. Amazon also made Whole Foods Market delivery available from Amazon.com or through the app. Now, the reason they're doing this is because they have a lot of competition. Walmart now delivers right into your kitchen. We know that Instacart, Express Shoppers, they pay $99 a year, and they get free delivery for all grocery orders over $35. Peapod Shoppers, same deal. So Amazon really needed to step it up to and even Target's doing grocery delivery. So Amazon definitely needed to step it up to stay relevant in that world there of grocery delivery services, which is kind of like the big story of the year, really.
Number four, NBC Universal is going to do something that some of the other streaming services are not doing.
Yeah, NBC Universal's upcoming streaming service is called Peacock, because, of course, the NBC logo is a peacock. Yeah. And so what they're thinking about doing, they own Comcast. They're thinking about maybe offering Peacock free, but you will have to sit through some ads. So they call it ad-supported. It's similar to how Hulu was in its earliest days. You didn't have to pay for Hulu, but you did have to sit through the ads. So Peacock is not launching until next April. I think they're maybe still tweaking some things. They've got some new NBC series that are coming out. Punky Brewster, they're doing a reboot. Battlestar Galactica, which was a sci-fi nerd show, they're going to bring that back. And they have, of course, The Office. That leaves Netflix in 2021. That's going to be their biggest property. So we'll see where it goes. But all the streaming services, I think, are still going to try to figure out how to get everybody on board, since there are so many options at this point.
Number three is a focus on Microsoft and what they're doing with their workforce.
Microsoft did something kind of cool. In Japan, they tested out a theory that if you work only 4 days a week and you have a three-day weekend, that productivity might go up. And it turns out they were correct. Productivity in this company where they tested this out, they had basically every Friday the office was closed. So you had Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They worked from Monday through Thursday, and productivity went up 40% compared to the same period the previous year. So the effects, they say, were widespread. More than 90% of Microsoft's 2,280 employees in Japan who took part in this said that they were impacted positively. So this might actually start to spread. Japan usually starts with these weird kind of, or what we think are a little bit offbeat, with working conditions, but you never know, it might spread.
Number two.
This is something that's really interesting. We all know you should never repeat a password twice on any two different accounts. The reason for that, all these accounts get hacked. They're all suffering from data breaches. If someone gets one password from one account, they're going to try it in every other account and probably gain access to your stuff. So the new guidelines are, don't worry about all the confusing numbers and characters and capital letters and lowercase letters. Just use phrases instead. And maybe the easiest thing is to just use a few lines from your favorite movies. So if you have just a phrase, that's actually going to be long enough to give you a very secure password, and it's easy to remember. So everyone needs to kind of like calm down a little bit. People are freaking out over their password security. Just use some phrases that you can remember, and you'll be fine.
Easy. Number one, a couple of former Twitter employees have been charged with being bad guys.
This is a story that actually sort of developed almost every day this week. Something new came out. Two former Twitter employees have been charged with spying on user accounts on behalf of the Saudi Arabian government. Fun. The Justice Department announced the charges after one of the former employees was arrested. His name was Ahmad Abu Amo. He was charged with spying on three Twitter accounts on behalf of the Saudi government. Another former employee was charged with accessing data on more than 6,000 Twitter accounts, including one tied to a confidant of the murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi. A third man, prosecutors said, acted as an intermediary between the employees and the Saudi government. He was also charged, but they still have not found him. And of course, this is all tied back to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. So these are our friends.
There you go. Are they?
I don't know.
Not mine. At 59 past the hour, Doug Stephan, Victoria Keelan here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.